This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hear this, right now.
Welcome.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
We're just going to be quiet.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. There's the crack of the bat. It's opening day.
Yeah, we the Mets just paid Juan Soto $750 million to strike out to end the game with the winning run at the plate.
And there's Big Souk. Yeah, fire his ass. Get him out of here.
Well, I've already received I've already received several tweets and a couple texts making fun of the Juan Soto signing because, you know, hey, 0-1 and Soto struck out with the game on the line, so of course he's a bum.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of baseball, right?
Oh, I don't know about that. I mean,
game.
You signed him to to get it done and he didn't. But hopefully in the next 161 games, he's able to get it done.
And actually over
probably
the next,
won't remember this one.
Over the 1,000 games because they signed him for forever.
Yeah, but you though have Clay Holmes now. And that in and of it, we were sitting out there in the bullpen getting ready for the program, warming up, and our friend Jakey Poops is out there, and he of course is a Yankee fan, and the Yankees were coming down to the wire against the Brewers, and Devin Williams was getting ready to come in as their closer, and Jake said something so poetic, and it's just it's how everyone was thinking, even if we're not a Yankee fan. He was like, I am so glad I don't have to sit through the Clay Holmes experience this year.
And I turned to him and said, actually, he's our opening day starter.
So. Yeah, and he gave up 3 runs.
I gave up 2.
He sucks.
Gave up 2.
But every once in a while, he's good.
One was a throwing
he's
error.
He's just, he is a roller coaster.
Yeah.
And having him as your closer, I couldn't even imagine that.
Yeah, how about him being the opening day starter? So, I'll take it. You told me he was going to give up 2 earned. And a throwing error is going to cost us the third, and that's all the Mets were to give up? I'd say we win lost. That game.
No, he didn't pitch well.
He pitched fine.
He walked like 18 guys.
What? Four? He pitched.
Four guys!
He pitched fine!
No, he didn't.
Pitched fine.
You're going to hate him. I can't wait for the first time you start bitching about him.
He's fine.
And it might be next week.
He's fine.
All right.
Adequate. How about that?
So we have the Kevin Willard audio. This is a weird story. I didn't know any of this until today.
Yeah.
I hadn't been following.
Yeah.
But Kevin Willard is the head coach at Maryland, and they are, I mean, like within 30 minutes, they play Florida in the Sweet 16.
And half of the fan base wants his ass fired right now and to not coach this game.
Maryland has a really good team. Mm-hmm. They hit the buzzer beater against Colorado State to advance.
The Crab Five.
Yeah, they call him the Crab Five. They got the freshman, Derek Queen. Mm-hmm. But Willard has made waves because he has been bitching about NIL spending and the lack of it at Maryland all week.
Yes.
And he even was the one who said that, so their old AD, Maryland doesn't have an AD. The AD's name was Damon Evans. And Willard was the one that prematurely revealed that the AD was leaving for the same job at SMU because of SMU's NIL coffer.
Yes.
So he revealed that, and everybody's like, wait, what? So now they don't have an AD. He's bitching about NIL, and he is rumored to be the number one candidate at Villanova.
And really didn't do anything to dismay those rumors.
No, he's going to Villanova.
Yes.
He's leaving. The AD's leaving, and he's leaving. And it's pretty clear as he, like, dude, you can bitch about NIL, but why are you doing it when your team's in the NCAA tournament? Yeah,
I don't know if you saw the video, but they were, the Maryland fans were gathered, you know, they do the big send off to the Sweet 16. The fans booed him getting on the bus. His own fans hate him.
So I'm going to play some audio, but first I want to tell you that the president of Maryland is thought to have negotiated Kevin Willard's deal.
Yeah.
He tweeted yesterday that there would be a big announcement today. And so everybody was like, oh boy, he's going to fire freaking Willard, or Willard's going to Villanova, whatever.
Sure.
He announced that Kermit the Frog will be the commencement speaker.
Yeah.
At Maryland.
When you are in the midst of a bit of a firestorm here and you tease a big announcement coming, who on earth thinks that that's a good idea to do to your fan base? Holy Maryland Terrapins.
So this is the one from today, Dr. Will.
This is the one from today.
Where they're asking him about about NIL and he talks about Florida.
It's a great clip.
You've been very open the last week about, you know, trying to get greater NIL share, revenue share. I'm sure you saw Mike Loxley yesterday said he would prefer to keep some of these issues in-house. Why have you felt like kind of bringing this discussion in the open has been the best way to advocate for your program?
Well, I mean, I'll be honest. I think our biggest thing is we got to stop Clayton. He's really good. He shoots the basketball going left 48%. He shoots it right going at like 38%. So really the last couple of days, trying to come up with a game plan to stop, you know, Clayton, because I just think he's one of the best guards in the country that we've seen. And then really, you know, obviously trying to fix our rebounding woes have been at the top of my mind too. So yeah, it's a big problem.
God. So just to clarify, the president offered Willard a term sheet on a new contract.
Yeah.
After the AD left.
Yes.
And so that's why people were like, when the president tweets that there's a big announcement, they're thinking it's a Willard contract. I didn't explain that well enough. But so they thought, oh my God, they're bringing Willard back because Willard's rumored to go to Villanova and he's bitching about NIL. And then he gives them the big Kermit the Frog news.
Yeah.
And Willard said, as of now, I'm staying. That was his quote.
As of now.
As of now, I'm staying.
Yes.
So
he's
going to Villanova.
He has basically led a in-house insurrection against his AD, against the university president, against the school itself. Has said, as of now, I'm the head coach. He's getting booed. Have you seen the clip of him getting booed?
Yeah.
It's amazing. Like, they're leaving the facility, getting ready to go play in the Sweet 16 against number one Florida, and his own fans are holding up the camera while they boo him. They don't want him there. He doesn't want him be there. It's the most awkward thing ever, and it's his own doing.
There's just never, I've never seen a team at this stage of the tournament have this much turmoil.
No.
It's crazy.
And by the way, let me also point out
that they might lose by 50 tonight.
That the Queen, the freshman, right, that hit the game-winning travel against Colorado State, this is the same. This is the same group that when the reporter asked the freshman, what does Willer do to get your attention? And his response was, well, he paid us that money.
Well, that's what I'm like with he's bitching about NIL, but they were able to get Queen.
Yeah.
So
I honestly
he was one of the most coveted five-star guys there was.
Well, and let's not act like Willard has had this tremendous track record of success.
We've been there 3 years.
Been 3 years, right? Last year he didn't even make the tournament. He went 16-17. This to me screams of, dude, you're setting the stage for you leaving. That's all it is. You don't want to be there. You know you're not going to be there. And so you're just picking a fight to make some sort of soft landing for when you eventually leave and take the Villanova job.
Yeah.
It just that's one of those we see this all the time. Like, you know, when you're dating someone or in a marriage and seemingly for no reason the partner just kind of starts picking fights and you're like, What are you doing? Well, you're trying to pick a fight so you can be like, well, I don't know. This just isn't working. You know, I tried to make it work. No, you didn't try to make it work. You don't want to make it work. You already have one foot out the door. And that's the crappy part is
crazy.
Transfer portal, coaches leaving, all that stuff. I get it. It happens. But that's the part that sucks is you're in the middle of a really, really cool run here. One of the only, really, I think the only buzzer beater we've had this whole tournament. And that fan base at Maryland, it's a great fan base with a great tradition there. They can't even enjoy this because they've got a coach that they don't want there. And you know, by the way, as soon as he leaves for Villanova, the Crab Five, dude, half of those kids are going to end up as Villanova. So if you're a Maryland fan right now, are you sitting there just like, are you even excited about this?
I mean, I think you are. It's your school. But
yeah.
I don't know.
With a coach,
I don't know.
With a coach that you know,
it's uncharted territory. I don't know how to. I wouldn't know how to feel.
Really,
I guess it's
weird.
Just your school, and
yeah,
you just hope they go as far as possible.
But
wouldn't that be something if they win the title?
They win the whole thing,
and then he goes to Villanova,
and he would anyways, because he ain't coming back. Someone said, "Hey, Coach Willard, you guys got to wear the traveling call. Just pipe down and go over to Villanova."
Come on,
and that's the part I don't get. You know you're leaving. Just shut up. Just be quiet. You know you're gone. So what good does it do to start an online feud with your own university? And then as of right now, again, how about just, you know what, I'm really focused on my guys right now. And, you know, I just think it does everyone a disservice to talk about any sort of rumors as opposed to, hey, as of right now.
I'm staying.
Hey, Rob, I want you to know, yeah, I'm not here to say what's going to happen on Monday, but as of right now, I'm your co-host.
Oh.
We'll deal with Monday.
Did you know that, well, this will actually end up being funny.
Yeah.
As of right now,
yeah.
I will be here Monday.
As of right now.
I'm out Monday. we'll be right back. Hey, can you move a faculty luncheon?
What?
Shouldn't you be able to move a faculty luncheon?
No, those are set in stone.
That's next on The Fan.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, while the NCAA tournament is going on, so is the NIT.
Oh.
Yeah, we got the NIT, and
can't wait.
We had a little... Well, what do you mean? It's on right now.
Well,
like, it's been going on. We had games last night.
What about the college basketball? Is it the Crown?
Yeah, that tournament, I'm not sure that started yet.
Well, I read an article today saying the UFL, the United Football League, is supposed to start tomorrow. but there may be a player strike.
Oh, why?
The players want health care.
Oh.
And apparently the league has dug in and is
losers.
Saying no. So as of right now, they don't have a agreement, even though the games are supposed to happen tomorrow. So it's a bit awkward. And they said that if those games, because Fox owns half that league, and they said if they can't play the games, they're going to fill the slots with like reruns of The Masked Singer and whatnot. And then if it extends another week, they're going to fill it in with such illustrious programming as the new college basketball crown tournament.
Nice.
We'll take the place.
Yeah, I'm looking at the bracket.
The UFL games.
Oregon State's in it.
Oh. Without their best player who's in the transfer portal?
They're taking on UCF. So, they play Monday and Tuesday is when that starts.
Exciting.
It's a 16-team tournament.
How many?
16.
Oh. I couldn't tell if you were saying 16 or 16.
No, 16.
Yeah.
The Beavs are in there.
Yeah.
And then you have, I think there's a CIT or something. I don't know. But the NIT is going on in North Texas.
I think there's a CBI. I think the CIT might be this thing now.
Yeah, you're right. CBI.
Yeah.
That's right. And yes, it's 13-12 BYU at the first timeout. This game's going over.
Yeah, there will be no defense play. The only time someone doesn't score is when there is an errant pass. BYU had the nerve to try to throw an alley-oop. Don't do that.
What happened?
We just threw it out of bounds. But yeah, both sides now, just it's 15-15, and we're just launching threes.
Well, North Texas is making a run at the NIT title.
Okay.
But they had to do it by going on the road instead of playing at home where they were supposed to play.
Oh, no.
Because they had a staff appreciation luncheon at their gym.
Really?
Yeah, and they couldn't move it. So nobody expected them to be in the NIT or, like, winning games in the NIT. So their game, they were supposed to play Oklahoma State at home on Monday night. They had to go play in Stillwater because of the faculty luncheon.
You couldn't.
Couldn't move a luncheon.
You don't move a faculty luncheon. You don't. By the way, why is the luncheon happening in the basketball arena? Does North Texas have a condensed facility? No. Now, granted.
Big faculty.
What?
A lot of faculty. Big campus.
But
is it?
I don't know.
Can't you move that to like a performing arts hall or I don't know. I mean.
Well, here's the other thing about it, which is kind of funny, is that the Mean Green of North Texas.
Yes.
They have been to the NIT three straight years. They won it one year. You would think you would block out
the NIT,
the stadium, the arena for your big NIT run. You're like an NIT juggernaut.
That's disappointing that they didn't have faith, or did they have too much faith, believing that North Texas would make the NCAA tournament? Is that betting on or betting against your Mean Green?
I just think you got to go with what history tells you. It's like that's an NIT team.
I just.
Like every year.
I just love the idea of someone going to, I don't know, Fred Kazimias, who's the head coach of North Texas. I don't know. And being like, hey, Fred, hey, do this to your buddy. But you know that big home court advantage you were banking on? Yeah, you're going to have to go take this on the road. Why? I got a faculty luncheon and, you know, we already paid for the tablecloths. This thing's catered. Deposits have been made, Fred. What do you want from me? All right. The faculty's not putting up with this crap.
Well, the AD said that they did explore alternative venues for the luncheon, but they couldn't find it. They're north of Dallas.
Well,
can't go. I guess Denton's pretty small, but I just
love.
It's got to be somewhere.
I love this. Like every now and then, you hear something about this where someone schedules like a monster truck rally and their arena isn't available. I know the. Last year, the Whitecaps were playing the Timbers in a playoff game or to decide who got into the playoffs, and the Whitecaps were supposed to be the home team, and they had to move it down to Portland because I do believe there was a monster truck rally at the Rogers Arena. And they're like, oh, monster trucks move for no one. You got to bring a lot of dirt in. Sorry, boys. Get your ass on a plane. Head on down to Portland. Love it.
You want the best part?
Yeah, talk to me.
The women's team is in the Sweet 16 of the NIT as well, and they too had to go on the road. Both teams.
Yeah, we're now learning about the importance of the NIT. God forbid it's the CBI or the college basketball crown. That, and they probably lose money on these things. Maybe they make money on the alumni luncheon thing or whatever. You got to buy like raffle tickets, and the NIT is a losing proposition. And hey, North Texas, man, you got to fill those coffers.
They knew they would probably play a home game, though. That's what's wild about it. But they must have had it scheduled way ahead of time.
So which is the funnier story? The fact that the WNBA and UFL are threatening player strikes, or that North Texas had to move their two NIT games due to faculty luncheons? Which is a more absurd story?
I'm going to go with the faculty luncheons because, players, they want what they want. They have rights.
Yes, but this
they
is
have
like,
rights.
The WNBA has been losing money, bleeding money, for like 30 years. They've never once turned a profit. Not once have they come close. And finally, they seem to have a footing. Like, they got airfare travel. They got a star in Caitlin Clark, right? They got a couple of ones coming up. Like, Juju's a big deal.
Caitlin
like
Clark is white.
You're finally starting to kind of maybe start to peer over the fence. And your bright idea is, hey, we may just sit this one out. And the UFL, for God's sakes, how many spring football leagues have collapsed? The UFL is literally two collapsed leagues coming together to play after 1 year.
Hey, you don't have a league without the players.
And now you're sitting there being like, you know what, guys? Not doing this. It's the day before your season starts, and you're like, yeah, we're not doing this.
No, I'm going luncheon. That's more absurd. And I'm also told by my sources that Illinois, this was back in 2010. This isn't the first time this has happened. Illinois made the NIT, and they couldn't play at home because they had Cirque du Soleil in town.
Again, what are you going to... Hey, those things are pre-booked. Those are moneymakers, Rob. You know what makes money on
you
the
know
NIT?
What? Quite frankly, I'm guessing Cirque du Soleil is a big money maker.
Yes. Now the luncheon one is the luncheon
faculty
<one's>
luncheon. God,
I just gotta believe. And again, like Will, you went to it. I've been to your campus. Your campus
is beautiful.
Really, it's small.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful, but it's very small.
Yes.
I still gotta believe, even on your campus. Like, don't you have another place you could hold a luncheon?
We have like three. And it was a big deal when we had to move Marky Basie to the gym.
Right? Like, you can walk across your campus in like 12 minutes. And you're telling me the entire campus of North Texas, we can't find a place to move the faculty luncheon? I'd like to think this is a purpose pitch by academic folk. Mm. You know, they're like, no.
Or they're just trying to get the team into the NCAA tournament. Like, look, we'll move the luncheon, but not for the NIT.
Not for the NIT. Like, you guys suck just enough to piss us off.
That's right.
But good enough to where we're not going to fire you, and we're drawing a line right
here.
Hey,
good little team, but you're not in the field of 69.
And we won't move for the NIT. I love that story. I have not heard of that, and that story warms my heart. That's great.
All right. Oh, it's in the news time. Guess what?
It's been a couple days without my ITN. I need it.
Another In-N-Out is coming.
Oh.
Burger.
By the way, I have another hot In-N-Out review.
Okay. Did you take a...
No. But the elder Japanese whatever father figure, he went to In-N-Out in San Francisco. He had hot In-N-Out takes.
He doesn't like it either.
Mm.
Smart man.
Yeah. It's disgusted.
Mizumi or whatever his name is. What's his name?
Mamoru.
All right. In the news is next, but first, Will with SportsCenter. All right. Alabama is only on pace for 120 points.
There is 11 minutes left in the first half, and Bam, I believe, has shot 17 threes already.
How many have they made? Because it seems like they've made all of them.
Yeah, they're shooting 50% from the 3-point line.
Well, how do they make seven and a half three?
They've only shot 16.
So they've made eight.
Eight of 16.
Okay.
The
ones that I have seen, not been very well guarded.
as I stated earlier, we don't play
nice
any
pass
at all at BYU. We're not about defense.
Uh-oh.
We're about scoring and winning championships.
You know who I like?
Finishing third.
Listen, I'm with you on your Cougs. I've been with you the whole time, okay? Yeah. I got to tell you, I like that Grant Nelson kid from Alabama, the kid with the mustache.
He's from, like, North Dakota State or something.
Yeah, he's from North Dakota.
So I see that you're already changing your exciting
whites. I kind of am. I'm hedging a little
bit now. We're going to their exciting.
I kind of like Grant Nelson. He was in the Final Four last year.
So I see that you've taken their exciting white over our exciting whites.
Nice player. Nice player. No. Hey, it's a good ball game. 32-28.
Yes.
Okay.
Plenty of time. Because, again, this thing's going the distance.
Alabama's up 32-28 with 8.5 minutes left in the first half.
And someone asking, yes, the guy Rob is talking about is the one with the molester stash.
Yes,
that is
correct.
Yes.
It is March 27, 2025. Time for In the News. I'm your other newsman. Hello. Hello. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Please be seated.
Still sitting.
It is National Spanish Paella Day.
Ooh, paella is delightful. Now, is Spanish paella different than, like, other paella?
Well, I think they're the originators of the paella, uh-huh. but I do believe that maybe paella is... There are other countries and cultures that make paella. Mm. But the Spaniards, you can't beat their paella.
Yeah. It's quite delicious, though.
I love paella, too. It is also International Whiskey Day.
Well, hate to say this. No offense to paella. But
whiskey. If you had to eliminate one, paella or whiskey.
Yeah, it's taking me half a second to eliminate paella.
Not even close.
No.
What if it were... See, I got to tell you something.
You thinking about it?
Well, no. But if you gave me the choice of Irish whiskey versus paella...
Really?
I'm out on Irish whiskey, so I'll take paella all day.
I'm an Irish whiskey drinking son of a bitch.
I know you are.
That's my favorite.
So is Luka Doncic, apparently.
I think maybe a bit too
probably
much.
More so than you.
Probably more so than me. And that says something, because I do enjoy my Irish whiskeys.
No tornado, no hail. No. Just a little rain, a little breeze yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't know how they screw that up so bad. But
yeah, there was a lot of fear-mongering going on.
There sure was.
Oh, yeah.
We will rebuild.
Storm of the century.
But we did set a temperature record yesterday.
Oh, what do we got?
Again. I don't know.
So we set a record, but you're not aware of what the record was?
Well, we set one Tuesday, but yeah, I think we also set one Wednesday.
I don't know if it was accurate, because I don't know about you. I never take the car reading as...
No, it's not that accurate.
But the car hit 80.
Yeah, I saw 80 in my car, too.
Yeah, I don't know if that was accurate, but it was warm. I broke out the shorts for the first time this year.
Look at you.
Yeah. Broke out the corduroy old school OPs.
Your hairy white legs dangling out of there.
Let the thighs breathe
a little bit. God, they just hit another one. My God.
Well, again.
Guard somebody.
No, Sears hasn't missed.
That's not what we do. We don't guard anybody. That's the way we play, and that's the way we like it. Hey, we're hanging tough.
And it makes me sad.
BYU shooting like 16% from the arc, and we're within 5.
16%?
Yeah, we're a...
What are they shooting?
Alabama is now 9 of 18 from behind the arc.
50%.
BYU is 1 of 6.
Okay, they've only taken 6, huh?
Yeah, and yet we're, you know...
They're trying to pound them inside.
We're within 5. The exciting whites, we've got them right where we want them right now. We're fine.
I'm not sure that you do, but...
It would be nice if we closed out on a 3 once. Just...
Right.
Maybe a hand in the face occasionally would be nice.
Well, we've got a new application for In-N-Out Burger in the city.
Mm.
Well, not Portland.
So another mid-burger that I won't be eating?
Yeah, you're definitely not eating this one because it is it is far from us.
Is it Gresham?
Yeah, they're talking about Gresham.
Yeah.
Way out by like Mount Hood Community College.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
It's 1979 Northeast Burnside.
I've stated for the record many a time, I just, there's just certain things in this world that don't make sense to me, and they don't have to make sense. It's not for me, I get it. But I truly do not understand the love, the affinity, the cult-like following of In-N-Out. I don't either. Understand it.
I think it shows you that Californians can't be trusted.
It's the only thing that makes sense.
I think that's what that means.
Literally every person in my life that has tried In-N-Out for the first time, I told you, the big-time Japanese dad, went to San Francisco before he came to Portland, and he was all excited, right? He heard about the In-N-Out. He went down to the one at whatever it is, Pier 39, waited in line and got it, and he was like, what? He was disgusted. He's like, what are we doing here? And then it made it upset everyone's stomach. He's like, it made no sense. He was disgusted. And I had to apologize.
The fries are even worse.
I had to apologize for the American crappy burger.
Fries are awful.
Not animal style.
What is animal? What does that mean?
There's a secret menu, man.
Yeah. Dude, what?
It's fine. Like, I'm not waiting in line for the In-N-Out order, but I do like In-N-Out.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's fine, too, but it's not. It comes with such acclaim that it's just bound to disappoint.
And I love the idea, like animal style. Oh no, Thousand Island dressing on your fries. It's their
cheese.
It's their thousand, whatever their.
It's good.
Burgerville spread or whatever. It's like, oh, these secret animals. It's so stupid.
They have a secret menu that Soup doesn't.
That's how dumb In-N-Out is. The secret menu.
You're pissed.
It just makes no sense.
This man's pissed.
People will wait in line for an hour.
Right. Not doing that.
It's a fast food burger.
Agreed.
I don't get it.
Yeah, someone asked, does it tell us something? It's way out in Gresham. No. I think they just like to put, the one down in Salem's right off 5-5 there.
Yeah.
Or it's not even Salem's, like Kaiser.
Kaiser.
I think they just like to put them where it's easily accessible by car.
The Ridgefield one will be right off 5-5 as well.
And there might be something, too. And I know, outlet malls do this. There's a science. They do not put outlet malls in cities. Right. They put it to where you have to make it a destination to go to because it's like a trigger. Hey, I'm driving all the way out here. I have to do it.
The idea is that the deal you have to drive to get the deals. They're not just like
it's
it's a drive, but
the deal. I think In-N-Out is secretly doing that where it's like you have to like, hey, I got an idea. Let's go to In-N-Out, and it's like an adventure to go get a mid burger. I'm convinced that if you put an In-N-Out just in the middle of Portland, within like a week, everyone would be like, what?
I think it's like...
this line is stupid. I'm not eating this crap.
But I think it's more because there haven't been In-N-Outs up here. And like when I was a kid, like that was the big thing when you went down to California. But once they're here in like 5 years, no one will care.
Yeah, I think that's right.
It's the forbidden fruit.
It was for the longest time.
Yeah.
It had that kind of... because anytime you drive I-5, you'd be in California, you'd be like, oh, I got to get it in and out.
Man, it's one of those things that I will never probably fully understand how that became such a big deal.
All right.
But the people of Gresham.
It's going in place of a Sherry's, they're saying.
They got to do something with the Sherry's. Yeah. Are they going to tear it down or are they going to make the...
They're going to tear it down.
Oh, that's disappointing. My favorite thing is when you see a place that used to be a Pizza Hut that's clearly not a Pizza Hut anymore, but it's still maintained the Pizza Hut shape. I love that. I love when you go through and it's,
you can tell.
You can be whatever. You're like, the Pizza Hut.
I know what used to be here.
I was kind of hoping that would be the Sherry's Cafes and Pies. Like, they tore down the Sherry's right by my house, and it's now a Shake Shack and a Starbucks, like a combo. And it's a really nice new modern building, and it makes me sad. I wanted them to just put it in the Sherry's. Just keep the Sherry's.
And it makes me sad.
That's the Sherry's Cafes and Pies that is no more, but they burned it.
All right, is it curtains for the kids? That's next on The Fan. All right, nice to have you along. It's in the news. March 27, 2025. Maryland is underway. Remember we were talking about the turmoil in Maryland?
Yes.
Queen seems to be either yelling at his coach or I think it might be the official that he's yelling at.
I kind of hope Maryland loses by 30.
But it's 7-6 Florida early in that game.
Alabama, there's 4 minutes left to go. Alabama has taken 26 threes and has hit 12 of them.
They're up 10. Danger zone time for BYU. You've got to keep this close right here.
I would really enjoy it if BYU could attempt.
I don't.
Remember when I said we played no defense?
Yeah.
I thought maybe that would be like more like
Oh my god!
Occasionally play. It's another open three. I know. Like just.
Well, I was the one that said I think their defense is better than its stats, but I don't. I'm wrong about that.
Because every one of these threes is literally wide open, uncontested.
They're at 80 points with 3:45 left in the first half. So that's not. I mean, that's close. It's like right on the over/under number.
175.
We'll see. We'll see. Well, is it curtains for the kids, Jace? Mm.
Talk to me.
The performing arts.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
We need them.
Cuts.
We
cuts.
Want them.
Cuts are coming.
Yeah. Beginning September 1, the Oregon Children's Theater is indefinitely halting all programming.
Well, I'm always sad when I see things close. I would also like to point out, I've never been to the Children's Theater. I don't know what happens to the Children's Theater. So I'm part of the problem because I don't go to the Children's Theater, but I do want to have a vibrant arts community. It's like when the Shakespeare Festival was like was closing down in Southern Oregon. I was like, that sucks, but I'm not going to it.
Yeah. I just, the only thing I think, because I've never been, don't go either, but the only thing I think when I see this is like, man, you have all these taxes, all these different taxes, you know, that you have, and special taxes and stuff to like keep things afloat.
Yes.
And yet,
it doesn't.
Things just continually shut down citing funding.
I know.
It's like there's one person siphoning off all of our money. Yeah. And we're not paying attention to it.
This was what I said about
what has happened.
This is what I said about the Shakespeare Festival. Like, I get it. You're in a budgetary crunch. Can you not trim some fat to keep everything open, or do you need everything running as such?
Well, we pay an arts tax in Multnomah County.
Yeah.
Does that help? I mean, like, why? Like, I don't know.
I don't. And I will say, if no one goes to something, I don't know, and it goes away, is that?
That's fair.
But, again, I don't
want... But you still want it for the kids.
I don't want to live in a world where you don't have exposure to... there's a huge benefit in life to having opportunities for people to be exposed to sports, to art, to culture. And I think it's worthwhile to invest in those things to a point. So I think this sucks, but I honestly don't know enough about it to comment of whether or not this thing should be saved. Hopefully some dude with a big checkbook can come in and stroke a check and keep it going.
Or a woman.
Sorry.
Come on, man.
Sorry. I do go to the Keller to see all the Broadway Across America shows. Does that count?
Well,
I mean,
no.
That's art.
It doesn't.
Hamilton's,
well, I guess they're building a new Keller, aren't they?
Hamilton's worth going to see. It's freaking amazing. Book of Mormon's coming.
Aren't they building a new Keller? Or redoing it or moving it or something?
What's wrong with old Keller?
They're moving the Keller? I don't think you can do that.
No, gonna, I think they're... I think
are
they're,
they going to put it the fountain across the way?
I think they're building a new one. Am I wrong about that?
I couldn't tell you.
You Googling?
I am.
Because I'm not.
Maybe that's where the money went, to new Keller.
It says Portland... This is from October. It says Portland approves Keller Auditorium upgrade. Proceed with both renovation of the 100-year-old Keller Auditorium and the construction of a new performing... paywall.
Ah! Is that Oregon Live?
Damn it.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Hold on, there's another one on KGW. Hey, tell you what, during the break, I'll see if I can get to the bottom of this for you.
Yeah, I thought we talked about that recently, but I don't know.
Well, it was October.
Can't remember anything. Well, sorry, kids. And finally, Jace, we misspent your money, so let's change the law so that you have to give us more.
I love giving government more money.
You like this.
It's my favorite thing.
So this... Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
Hold on.
Paywall.
Paywall.
No, it's reloading. I don't know if I put the right link. Ah, damn it.
How do I know where my new stolen money's going?
We'll get there eventually.
I just saw this come across my timeline. You know, effective field goal percentage, that advanced analytic? Bama is shooting 71% from Bama.
45-36. It's, you know, I mean, they're hanging around.
You know what?
They're bricking a lot. What is
BYU is shooting 11% from the 3-point line.
Yeah, so they'll start to go in for them.
11%!
I mean, don't you think they'll start to go in for them?
Alabama's attempted 31 field goals. 27 of them are 3-pointers!
But here's the thing. We knew that BYU wasn't going to guard Alabama.
Yeah.
But BYU needs to just knock down more shots.
1 of 9 from behind the arc, probably not going to get it done.
Okay, here we go. This is from KATU. This is the final story for today's ITN.
Yes.
More and more local government leaders across Oregon want lawmakers to start the process of changing voter-approved property tax laws. Oh. As local governments face multi-million dollar budget shortfalls ahead of the fiscal year.
Take more from us.
Exactly. Cool. No, they not even that. They want to change the law.
Let's do it. Why not? I think we can all agree the one thing that unites us all is we don't feel that we pay nearly enough in taxes.
Particularly property taxes.
One of the reasons I don't live over on this side of the river is the property taxes scare the bejesus out of me.
What they're saying is cities and counties caps on property tax revenue growth don't allow them to keep up with rising expenses. See, I just hate this stuff.
What rising expenses are there?
Especially with inflation, healthcare costs, and Oregon's public employees retirement system, or PERS.
I'll tell you what, that's like what goes on with the post office. I think, by the way, a BYU guy just punched someone in the face.
Oh.
It's about time.
I hope he did.
Yeah, the PERS thing, I'm all for taking care of people, but some of that PERS stuff is freaking nuts.
I thought they toned that down, haven't they, over the
I know
years?
They have with, like, the police departments and whatnot. Mike Bellotti's getting a bunch. Oh, yeah, dude, we just slapped the hell out of that guy. It's about time we got physical with him. Yeah, this is...
So local,
this guy's about to get kicked out.
Local governments blame Measures 5 and 50. Put simply, Measure 5 limits property taxes in proportion to a property's real market value, and Measure 50 caps assessed property value growth at 3% a year, and they're saying that's not good enough to keep up with costs.
Yes, let's just
they want to change those laws.
Yeah.
That's what they want to do.
Take more, because people get so much for their taxes now. Cool.
Yeah, they're saying the property tax system is broken. It prevents cities from adequately providing services for taxpayers. I just think that's such bullshit.
Agreed.
When
we're getting robbed
I'm
going.
I'm just kidding.
Let's go. Let's go.
You know what? MAGA. MAGA. I'm all MAGA now. Bring it on. I'm going to get my MAGA hat tonight.
property taxes. That's what happens as you get older. You find one thing and you're like, no.
Here's what people tell you. This is why I said that. Is people will be like, you'll bitch about something like that.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, oh, see, this is why I voted for Trump. Like, well, no. Not necessarily, but this in Portland, come on, man. It's getting regaldarndiculous.
It is getting.
I'm hitting pothole after pothole. You're getting thousands of dollars from me in property taxes every year, and now you want to change the law to get more.
That's right.
Fix the damn potholes first, and then maybe I'll vote for a property tax change.
Would be nice if they gave you a little something for your
today. Money. I got a certified letter from PBOT today.
About what?
Do you want to guess? Certified letter, meaning the mail lady had to come up to the door. I had to sign for it.
Yep.
They know I got it.
Yep.
It's like I was served papers by the freaking Bureau of Transportation.
Something about your street?
My trees are blocking the stop sign.
Can't have that.
I have 15 days.
Responsible.
God, man.
By the way, I would do that. Could you imagine if there's a wreck?
Oh, I know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I did it today.
Yeah, you get up there and trim that damn tree.
And it wasn't that bad, but I get it. I mean, I get it.
They're not going to trim that tree for you.
Well, that's my thing. It's like, can you not just, I mean, they come through and do the power lines. They come through and do the tree trimming. Can you not just help me out a little bit?
Trying to save money, baby.
How much do I pay here?
Not enough.
And I have to run my trees through you?
Don't have to pay enough. They need more.
I'm just going to.
Do it. Should I just buy you the red hat now?
I'll rock it, dude.
When are you getting your Cybertruck?
You won't catch me dead in one of those. Those things are so ugly.
Oh, see you driving around in one of those.
I might do that for Halloween, though. Buy a Cybertruck and put on my MAGA hat and go cruising around.
Can you return a Cybertruck? Like,
for a day.
After a day, like, yeah, I just was doing bits with this.
Well, I'll have somebody throw a Molotov cocktail in it, and then I'll hit insurance up. Does it go well, right?
I think that's probably a good plan. I like that.
All right. That's in the news, March 27, 2025, brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. The Hot 5 at 5 is next. We've got a lot of scores to update you on. Opening day, and the Sweet 16 is underway. We have an injury at Florida. Injury at Florida. Or, not at Florida, but you know what I mean. Yeah. A Florida kid is hurt.
Yeah, the entire state of Florida.
That's not good.
Someone went down.
So we'll get to that next on The Fan.